Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
How long will it take?
Probably about 5 to 7 minutes, depending on your answers. Thank you so much. Just to make sure we have representation of all ages, can I ask the year of your birth? Only the year.
55.
55? Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
College 4.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Black.
Thank you. Next question. Are you registered to vote or like many people, you're not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president in the U.S. Congress and other state local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? You probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote or will you definitely not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you so much. Next question. How motivated are you to vote in 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Let's say 8.
8. Thank you.
Yes.
Thinking about the upcoming election of 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Cost of living, inflation, student loans forgiveness, Israel and Palestine conflict, jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change, voting rights and democracy, abortion, immigration, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, or health care?
Abortion and what went with that?
Abortion, immigration, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, health care? Cost of living, inflation, student loan forgiveness, Israel and Palestine conflict, jobs in the economy, criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change, voting rights and democracy?
Voting rights and democracy.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know, you never heard of the people or groups of people, please indicate so. Joe Biden, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Kamala Harris, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries, 0
10.
To 10. Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. In 2024 election for president, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Or are you undecided? Or you will not
Democratic
vote?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Better under Biden.
Thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? It's honest and ethical. Would you support that type of candidate?
Yes.
That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to support him?
Likely.
Much more likely, okay?
Much more likely.
Okay, what about a candidate that wants to build black wealth?
Much more likely.
Okay, what about a candidate who is too woke?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate that protects abortion rights?
Most likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate that fights racism and discrimination?
More likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate that brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
More likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate that's effective in getting things done?
More likely.
Thank you so much. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means that it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them at all. Looks out for people like me, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Defends democracy, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Secures the border.
10.
Thank you. Wants to build black wealth.
10.
Thank you. Grows the economy.
10.
Thank you. Puts people over politics.
10.
Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
10.
Thank you so much. Next question. I'm going to read to you some statements that people have made. For each, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not motivate you at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit and the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during pandemic. 0 to 10.
I'll give it an 8.
8? Okay, thank you. As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flags, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions and forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years.
10.
Thank you. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
10.
Thank you. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise will not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other black Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
10.
Thank you so much. Yes, we know we're almost done now. I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel are the biggest impact on your life personally. Brought the employment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans. Invested in black small businesses, ownership, and entrepreneurship. Sent out on 1,400 cash relief checks under American Rescue Plan. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Cut credit card late fees for $32 to $8. lower the costs of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, eliminated $127 billion in student loans debt for 3.6 million borrowers, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Can you select up to two or three?
Yeah, you said so many. The most important ones? Reducing the cost of insulin.
Okay.
And healthcare.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. Sometimes in a survey like these, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Or are
Democrat.
You undecided? Democrat. Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? And even if neither is exactly right, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty. Or two, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
Two.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us.
10.
Thank you. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation. Oh, I just read that one. Sorry. Costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk of the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lower health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. 0 to 10. Thank you so much.
Is that
now,
it?
No. Two more
I
questions.
I got to go.
Well, three more. We have just a few more questions for statistical purposes. How motivated are you to vote in 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to change in your have a change in your community? 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Sometimes in the course of surveys, some people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. On a scale from 0 to 10, which for each of the following priorities or trait, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress, 0 to 10. Wants to build black wealth, 0 to 10.
Then we just answer those questions.
Yeah. I know they're just going over, just to make sure.
Just going over and over, so I gotta go. Have a good day.
We're done. Just two more questions. Oh my God.